Hello everyone, Champman FPL Game Week 12 preview. How's it going? That was quite a sinister opening, wasn't it? Laying in bed, I'm on night shifts, so woke up early, can't go back to sleep. Didn't think I'd get another opportunity, so thought, why not record it nice and early this week? That's why my voice sounds deeper than usual, I only just woke up. I've not had testosterone injections or anything. Interesting week. Some of the big hitters like Viduka and Van Nistelrooy returned as expected, but not probably as much as we wanted. We got Phillips doing his thing, as per. Arsenal put in a performance versus Watford. Yeah. In the end, there was actually quite a few goals, I think. It didn't feel like it on the stream. It felt quite a slow game, but a slow game week. But in the end, I think there was quite a few. But anyway, we're not here for that. We're going to do the preview and we'll talk a little bit about some strategy moving forward as well in terms of setup where I can and if I remember. So let's get on to it. Normal caveats apply of the early podcast. Don't know any injury date, injury information. Don't know any leak information. Don't know anything. So this could all be subject to change, and make sure you apply what happens on the stream, etc., and the site updates to your thoughts. However, there have been some tweets this morning showing an injury to Boxic, for example, so we're safe to assume that he's out. But let's get to the fixtures. Blackburn versus Coventry is off. I don't know why it's still on the site. But yeah, that's not happening. On that note, I feel like if you've got Hedman and no backup, like me, I've got Bray, I'm not going to bother using transfers to get a goalkeeper for 1 week and then move back. I think if you want to move off of him permanently, then, you know, it's the obvious time to do so. I think for a one-weeker, if you were to do it, then Elefiropoulos home to Norwich probably looks the best bet to me, the cheapest price that you can, I'd be willing to spend. I think he's five, isn't he? Maybe he's more. If he's more than that, then probably not, but otherwise, at five, that looks fairly secure. But goalkeeper things doesn't really feel like a one-weeker, doesn't it? It feels like a more long-term. So if you're going to do it, then obviously Kirkland is there. I'm still not 100% he'll stay in the team, because like I say, when there's players that are of equal rep and ability on the bench, like Dudek was above Kirkland, and now he's not, it just worries me slightly. But it's been a long time now, so it could be one of those ones where you worry endlessly and it just never happens. And Kirkland does improve dramatically, so maybe quite a lot of the time Dudek actually leaves, so maybe that will happen instead. So don't let me put you off it if that's what you want to do. Obviously they're away to Ipswich this week, so it's not the best time to bring in a player when they're away, but you never know. For me, I'm just going to keep Edmund and just play with 10. I think even though I've got two free transfers, I don't really see any need to move him, and I really need that 0.5 for future moves and stuff. I just think the budget's so tight, so I'm keeping. Let's move on. Middlesbrough and Spurs. This is like a start of like a decent-ish run for Middlesbrough. I don't know if people looked at their fixtures, but they are they're playing lots of teams that aren't totally crap, but they're like that level where they're actually trying to give them a game, which means that sometimes they can be a little bit more open as well. Spurs are obviously not particularly good. I think they got Blackburn in a couple of weeks as well, where wingers seem to do well versus them. I think they're a decent pickup. We all know the obvious names. Atherton, Southgate, Honcho, who's back. Obvious picks. The wingers for Middlesbrough and the forwards, Ricard and Boxic. Boxic obviously now seems to have picked up an injury. I think he's just, at this point, you just go Ricard if you're going to go one of the two, even pre-injury, just because of his injury proneness is slightly higher. He's just slightly more risky. It's not massively high, by the way. Boxic just seems to keep getting unlucky. I think it's only like 13 or something, or 11 or something like that. So it's not crazy high. But yeah, there's no obvious reason not to go Ricard now if you want to do that. And yeah, it should be a nice little run for Middlesbrough. I've got Pires sat in my team and two free transfers, and I'm determined to see this Wood thing out to the end until he gets replaced, just because I think, even though he's not done much, he has enabled me to spend my transfer in that midfield slot, which has been doing good, and that was always the aim. So he has enabled what he was supposed to. It'd be nice for him to pick up some points in the meantime. But I don't expect anything from Wood in this game, and I much prefer Libra moving forward. And when, I should have done that, to be honest, but when Rebrov and Iversen come back, first of all, Wood could still stay in the team. Now Selakovic is gone. It could actually be Wood and Rebrov, because Iversen never played before, so there's no guarantee that Wood even actually gets replaced. So he still could be a hole. But if he's not, and he starts to come out of the team or whatever, or just it's just not working, then Libra's there. He's an extra million though, so it does obviously affect that premium midfield slot a little bit. I'd probably have to downgrade someone like Tarico to a 4.5, or one of the other premium defenders to a 5.5 or something, to get that extra money to get the premium midfield slot for myself up to about 9.5 is where I'd want it for Pedersen. So I don't think Keane's an option anymore because of Aimar, but we'll talk about that again in a bit. So I think 9.5 is fine to have in midfield. It basically enables you to get every midfielder in the game that's worth having outside of Varane. And obviously, yeah, he's not a particularly good pick at the moment, it seems. So that's long-term structure stuff, though. I can address that as it moves. So yeah, my thoughts are maybe to do Pires to a Middlesbrough midfielder at the moment before seeing any sim data. I do actually prefer some others, because I actually like Carboni from next week, who go on a really nice run. And it was always the plan to go Carboni, but he got injured. So it's either, a Zepeda for 3 weeks and then move to a Pedersen, but I don't have the money, so I'll have to find it by a downgrade. Or I'll go for a 1 week punt this week, which could still include Zepeda. But there are the Leicester players, for example, which appeal more at the moment, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And then move to Carboni next week, which looks the obvious play for me, and I can actually afford that still with the current team I've got. So that's probably the way I'll go. But the Middlesbrough midfielder could be the 1 week punt. I would be tempted to leave Pires in, because we may as well talk about Arsenal Chelsea now, as I'm about to talk about it. Arsenal at home in a big games. This game feels very much to me like the usual big games at home to another big team, where it's just like a standard 1 or 2 nil win to the home team. Pires is not totally nailed, as we know. Maybe he doesn't play, so there's an element of risk around him a little bit. But if they're going to win sort of 2-0, maybe he can be involved. The bottom line is, if you've got two free transfers, there is absolutely no reason for me to put in a player that I think Mark could do okay, but is a slight risk, which is the exact same scenario I was in last week with Kewell. I had a good reason to think that he wouldn't play because Larsson is back. If he was going to play, because of the tactical setup, it was going to be in centre midfield. So why would I pick a centre midfielder who's okay, maybe-ish, who also has an element of risk around him, when I've got two free transfers? That's the key thing. I was going to burn one if I didn't use it. So that's why Kewell came out for that week. And that's why, again, Pires, despite me thinking he could be okay for this week, might come out this week. There's just no reason to burn a transfer and have a suboptimal option. So I think 2-0. I think Henri could easily do well in this one. There are other options as well, and I can understand people are highly frustrated with him, but it's the same thing where he is still a good player and it's a good fixture. So I know I keep saying that a lot, but he did that. It wasn't this week, but last week he was like one of the highest scoring captains, I think, goal max bonus. It's easy to forget that because he's been trolling in the other games, but he still can serve the purpose in the games you need him. And it's not like the alternatives like Van Nistelrooy and Viduka and stuff have been going crazy anyway. Only Phillips has, and he hasn't even been that well owned. I'm paying 14.5 million for one assist every week for Van Nistelrooy. So if anything, it feels more trolly than on Henri sometimes. Back to the fixtures issue. Let's go Man United Bolton then. Man United Bolton, obviously one of the standout games this week. Bolton aren't terrible. And being a slightly better team is probably more helpful to Man United. It's still a Man United home game where I'd expect them just to win sort of 2-3 nil. Sometimes 1-0, like the Leicester game, if they can't be asked. The obvious names there are good.
I think Veron usually has a pretty good game. This feels like a Veron game to me. I wouldn't advocate for going and buying him for one game, but I think again, if you've got him in your team, it does feel like a week he could do well. They usually do well against Bolton. Centre midfielders usually give up points, it seems. So yeah, he's an option, as is York, and obviously the defenders too. Great picks here. Wouldn't have thought Bolton score. That's my cat in the background making noise. So yeah, I've got the triple Ekiog, Chadwick, Van Nistelrooy. That's almost certain to be the team with Van Nistelrooy captain. I can't see any reason why that wouldn't be the case, as much as they're frustrating when you look at the rest of my team and everyone else. Could look at Viduka away, but it just goes against my mantra, so that's probably what will happen there for me. Chelsea, I've got double Chelsea defence. Now I may bench one here. Benching Chelsea defenders never feels like a good idea, but and they could still do well. They could still grind a nil-nil, could jam a win, I suppose, or could get bonus, yes. But the alternative for me would be benching Pitcher. So Watford games are a bit of chaos, aren't they? So really, do I want to play Pitcher at 4.5, or do I want to play a 6 million defender? I need to forget the price, I think. I just need to look at the game and think who's more likely to return points. As simple as that. And I think Pitcher maybe might be. So I might bench one of my Chelsea defenders for Pitcher, but I'll let SimData gauge that for me a little bit more, I think. And then I'm in the situation of, well, who would I bench out of Terry and Desai? It would probably be Terry that I'd bench. I just prefer Desai. That's probably the way I'd go. If you do own Gardner, by the way, don't bench him in any game, even if it's Man United. Yes, he's probably not getting anything, but he can score in every game. That's his appeal at 6 million. He's not a player you want to bench. So yeah, this is like with the Terry and Desai away to Arsenal. I'm considering benching them. If it was Gardner, I just wouldn't. He could get points. Aston Villa, Man City. I feel like this is going to be a comfortable win for Villa, to be honest. I think Villa are continuingly to be good. Rufus at 4.5 million is still just underlooked now. He's been playing ever since like game week 3 or 4, I think. Still probably on penalties. It's a very cheap price. When I was talking earlier about I may have to downgrade like Tarico to a 4.5 or something, or one of my premiums, which I'm reluctant to do, like in defence, like Ekiog or Terry or Desai, then Rufus is one of the names that appeals to me at 4.5. He's probably the best 4.5 defender alongside Issa still. And this is a good game. A home game on pens, he could do well here. So I just think there's lots of people in different situations. So if you're looking at freeing up money somehow, I do think he's a good pickup. As is Hendry and Hadji, they're decent. I still prefer Hendry and Angel, and Dublin just seems to be ahead of Balaban. It just seems to be the way. There's no saying for sure that it won't change at any point, so you know the risks. But if you're confident he plays, like Benno's got him in, and I think Dublin's just great in this game, so maybe he's being underlooked. It's certainly a very nice game for them. I'm not sure what the sim data will say, because Man City can be good away from home, but I'd imagine it's a Villa win with 2 goals, maybe 3. That's probably most likely. Could be 2-2, something like that, but good game for Villa. Leicester Watford. So the target Watford thing is picking up pace, isn't it? They've started to ship all these goals all the time. Now remember, Watford have actually had like a pretty they've played a lot of crap teams basically, so we haven't still seen the full power of what can happen, and they've got some big games coming up versus the likes of Man United and stuff, where hopefully we get to see the full force of what can happen. But if you're like me looking for 1 week, then obviously target Watford always stand out, and Leicester at home to Watford. The problem is it's Leicester. It feels like Ipswich the week before, where like a lot of their players aren't really very good and not even 100% nailed in attacking slots. So it's a very high risk, high reward game, and Leicester can just be shit as well. So yeah, I mean, names like Delaney, for example, is a good pick. Even if he plays left back, he can take free kicks. And I wouldn't necessarily expect a clean sheet because it's Watford. But if you get him at left wing, he's a player. It feels like a high upside player this week. Mackenough is obviously a good pickup just to sit in there if you want a 5 million midfielder. He may even end up up front the way it's going. Isak got injured last week, so I don't know the status of him. If he is back fit fully, then he would probably be my 1 week punt over the Middlesbrough player, just because I'm recording a podcast, babe. What? Quick. Okay, sorry. Yeah, where was I? He'd probably be my pickup this week, but I don't know what his injury status is, so we'll see. There's not really any alternatives, I don't feel, that I'd want to spend. Like, I wouldn't want to just get Mackenough in, I don't think. I don't think he's quite, Izzet comes with penalties. That's the appeal there. Scowcroft would appeal for a one-off game, especially if he's up front, but I think I need to look at it more. But I think Sturridge and Trevor Benjamin have been playing games up front together as well quite a lot. So again, it feels like you could bring him in and not play, similar to the Stewart situation. It's very much a problem. I wouldn't say to anyone to do this if they then, have to solve it the next week and all that stuff, which, yes, I'd have to do that, but because I've got two free transfers, it sort of gives me that license to maybe try and risk it. But yeah, I'll wait for news. Pretty much my stance at the moment is if Izzet's ruled out, then I'm not going to bother. Unless we get a leak to say Scowcroft starts or something, then probably we'll end up avoiding. Newcastle leads. Newcastle at home, they're probably going to score as a result. Shearer, we all know the stories there. Could probably do okay, but. And he's on penalties, so yeah, always an option. Not a good game, though. And for Leeds, I imagine they win the game. They're just good. The team's class. So should be 2-1, 3-1 Leeds, maybe. Something like that. And that's why Viduka should still be in our thoughts as he's away. Leeds might still score more goals than Man United do at home. So he should probably be in there. As for the lineup, it's very, very likely to be the formation they play in general away games, which is with the. In fact, they did it midweek. We saw the screenshots of the. If you look at the Champions League game versus Bordeaux, you'll see that the wing backs have got a short arrow, which means Ian Hart's more likely to play than he isn't. Doesn't mean he's guaranteed. Singh can still play, but he's got more of a chance. Aymar didn't play in the Champions League because he's cup tied. So. Aimar being the new signing, none of these players in the attacking phases are totally nailed, including Viduka. I say this every week, but you can make some assumptions. So the team up front is most likely to be Viduka and Larsson up top. Now Larsson can be keen up front, and even Viduka can be keen, but it's most likely Viduka and Larsson. Larsson is a slight risk, and that's why he's cheaper to Keane. On probability, it's Larsson and Viduka up top. In the AMC slot, because it has no arrow, now it can be Keane, but it's most likely to be Aymar, because he's the best AMC in the team. The best, he'll have the highest reputation. He's 20 for AMC, and it doesn't have an up arrow. An up arrow means that the game has to consider them being a forward, because they actually move into a centre forward spot when they have the ball. And Aymar doesn't have a. Oh, I'm not sure what it is, but it's not high enough to be considered. So Aymar is very likely to be the MC. Now it can be Keane, and we can have Aymar in centre midfield with an up arrow, which should happen, I think, in week one or something. So it's not certain, but it's likely that Aymar is the AMC. That means Keane is likely to miss out, and that means the centre midfield is likely to be, again, Kewell. Probably come back in for this one, and Boya. They'll probably both play in centre midfield. Centre midfield's never totally nailed for Leeds. You've got Batty, you've got McPhail, you've got Doucouré, you have got other people who can come in. There's a lot of players who can play there, but we're going on probability here. So Boya and Kewell centre midfield, Aymar AMC, Larsson and Viduka strikers. Now, if they do play Keane AMC, then Aymar goes centre midfield with an up arrow. And that means one of Kewell or Boya could still miss out. So it's not, no, it's not certain. But the bottom line here is Leeds are going to be like this every week. Their formation changes in terms of the up arrows each week. And even if they were consistent, there's still one extra good player that has to miss out each week. So each player is a now a slight risk and slight reward because they usually do well. So your safest picks, I think the best picks are obviously Viduka is the most likely premium to start and return. Larsson you can risk because he's cheaper. We'll miss the odd game. That's not really changed too much. I don't like Keane now, really, because he's more at risk and it's too expensive for me to pay a midfield. Obviously good for one-off games if you know we're going to play. That applies to all these guys. Kjaer the same, 8.5 million is too much to spend now for someone who might miss out. Aimar at 9 is appealing just because he's more nailed than the others. He also can miss out, but because he's on set pieces, can play AMC in hard away games, it means you don't have to keep chopping and changing because, yeah, it's rare that midfielders away are good, but an AMC away midfielder, potentially even on pens, he can take them over Larsson, and Aimar doesn't always play, so, sorry, and Hart doesn't always play, so, yeah, he's still an option. On the expensive side, but he is still an option. And then Boya is an option still just because he's so cheap. It can be Aimar and Kjaer in centre midfield. Don't let it fool you that because he's a midfield centre and they need a different, more defensive minded, they can do that. They can just go with Kjaer and the AI is not smart enough. He could just go with Kjaer and Aimar in centre midfield at any point. So he also will miss out at the odd game and he's obviously quite injury prone as well. But yeah, I think you can take it at 6.5 billion. So long story short, Keane and Kjaer are no longer options for me. Could be for you, but they're not for me. Yeah, that's all there is to say. But if you bought in Kjaer, I saw some people bought in Kjaer this week. Again, that's probably just because they're following the form and not having an understanding of how the setup will be, etc. And that he's a risk. Then, because Aimar is likely an AMC, then he probably will play in midfield centre. So you can still play in this game, but do you want a midfield centre away from home? Questionable. Everton versus Norwich. This is one of the standout fixtures of the week. Christie should be fine. Titov should be fine. I think the wing backs are still the best bets just for upside, and obviously Unsworth just for the pens. But McAteer and Naismith are probably like really good pickups this week. I think on a free hit you'd have one or two of them maybe. Yeah, there's not much else to say here, is it? That it's an obvious, easy-ish game for Everton. Wouldn't expect Norwich to score, but if they do, they've still got the upside of the attacking points that can come from them. So, 2-3-0, 3-1 Everton looks likely to me. Bradford versus Sunderland. I think Bradford, again, I never not back a home team to score a goal. So yeah, probably putting down for one. Sunderland, not the greatest side away from home, but I still feel like they can win this. This game is hard to gauge. You know, it could be 1-1, it could be 4-1 to Sunderland. Like Sunderland can still just rip them, such as their attacking power. So yeah, I wouldn't be put off if you own any Sunderland players for sure. It's still a good game at the end of the day. Bradford are still bottom of the sim data, or certainly bottom three of the sim data across the season. So yeah, you're not going to rush to move them out. Lieber is just and Phillips are just great picks. Full stop. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think Lieber eventually is going to have to come in for me at some point over Wood, depending on what happens there. But I could just get it done this week. I've got money in the bank, so instead of move Pires to either a Leicester player or Zepay or a Middlesbrough player, I could just say, well, forget that structure and do Wood to Libra. But then that locks me out of getting Carboni. So, not a massive fan of that, but it is tempting. It is tempting because I think, although it's an away game, they should be okay. Ipswich versus Liverpool is the final game. This, yeah, it's probably just a low scoring game, isn't it? Both teams more heavily focused on defence. Partridge didn't play last week, but I think he was 90% or under or something. It was low condition, so I wouldn't necessarily worry there. Obviously, there is a little bit of rotation in Liverpool's midfield anyway, but he's still a good pick. Tirico, yeah, he's playing at home, isn't he? It's a tough game. Could get a clean sheet. Does take some set pieces. Obviously, got a penalty this week, which was surprising. He can have quite a high penalty stat. A lot of the Ipswich defenders have got random stats for their penalties. You know, Harridason can take them, Clapham can take them, Tarico can take them. There's loads of different players. Bramble can take, like, all of them have got. You'll see in Sims that a lot of Ipswich defenders end up taking penalties a lot. But obviously, Redknapp's on them when he's on the pitch as well. He usually is. So there's probably another player as well I'm missing that probably is even ahead of Tarico. Some of those other guys there as well too. So I wouldn't expect many more penalties from Tarico, put it that way. But it is another string to his bow. So you're obviously going to play him in this game. But yeah, probably missed the monster haul, unfortunately. But it is what it is. He is a good pick and a good player. So great stuff. Hippier seems to be back to himself. Nice home game for him last week. Max bonus penalty. Didn't keep the clean sheet, but he is a player to consider moving forward. Yeah, we just know what you can just look at what he did in season one and season two and know that he is still a good pick. And he is, out of all the defenders in the game, I think he's one that you'll some reason Liverpool seem to get a lot of penalties in my experience. And Sims that I run in the past, so I'm not doing them this season at all, but Hippier would sometimes just hit like 10, 11 goals for me a lot of the time, sometimes even more just by jam of penalties. So, yeah, he is still an option. Don't think he's not. Just probably not the ideal scenario to go to him in an away game versus Ipswich. I think that just about covers it. So yeah, for me, I think I've said it a lot. Probably Pires to a Leicester player or Zepeda this week. Maybe Johnston. They're the same price. Johnson does have some set pieces. Zepeda takes the free kicks. Johnson takes the corners, so it's not a default Zepeda. Could just be Johnston. We'll see. We'll see. Unless any of the sim data throws anything else up that surprises me, could be Hendry for Villa versus Man City, for example. I'd like to have an Everton midfielder, but I still don't really rate Titov or any of the other one guys. So, yeah, like I say, the wing backs are better. I think that's it. That's me done. So over and out. And I shall see you on the next one, guys. Catch you later.